Hi, this is Monica Rigelo with Eckerich IPD. IPD is Innovational Product Design. And I've been focused on innovational product design my whole entire career. And it's something that is extremely important in today's world. The utilization of our resources is critical to our current and future times. We can either set ourselves on a path to intoxicated atmosphere with contaminants breathing in and out constantly, and even worse in the third world countries where we have our factories to produce our products, or we can make changes. Right now is the time to make changes. And you can do this in so many different ways. And I don't understand why it's not being done right now. But I am here right now to discuss with everyone the importance of the proper utilization of our resources. If we continue on the path that we are now, it's going to create such gross environments where people are constantly dying, people are not thriving, they're going to work like a slave, they have no thoughts, they just work. And they're being poisoned on a daily basis. This poor community on the other side of the world, where they once fished in their waters and grew on their land and ate from their lands and was sustainable. It's a sustainable society. And they had a beautiful atmosphere based in the jungle in Indonesia. And right now, it is completely contaminated. They can't even live where they are from, where their ancestors are from. They have to go to a more habitable land because it has been deemed inhabitable. Why are we ruining parts of our earth when there are alternative solutions that are just as powerful, definitely more quality, probably more tasteful, more sacred, more beautiful, more essential, and we can produce the same products that we have today, but in a more purposeful manner, and we can save this massive explosion of contamination that is occurring rapidly, and it is growing. The fashion textile industry is a trillion-dollar business. And we have 8 billion people on this earth, and half of us go to the inexpensive corporate-based stores that sell this crap. And they make so much of it that what are you going to do with it? And they want to buy the next best thing. And while they're wearing this, not only are they contributing to destroying our earth on the other side of the world, but they are causing sickness within themselves. Most of our sicknesses that we deal with on a daily basis stem from what we wear and what we eat. What we wear is actually toxic. If you're going to cloak yourself with a garment, it should be a garment that has been made from the earth. And there's so many natural benefits, you don't even have to infuse it with any properties. But when you use fibers from bamboo, eucalyptus, there's sea cells, there's a myriad of alternative fibers that you can use. You actually give your skin benefits. It promotes a sense of well-being. So it naturally protects you from the sun. You don't have to put a coating onto the fabric. The fibers naturally create a UV ray repellent. And it's just like permaculture and companion planting. These are natural things that happen when certain essences of the material, the components of the material, and other living beings come together. What is harmoniously wanting to live with each other? And when the essences of all of the different materials, including us, come together, and live harmoniously, these are natural benefits that happen. This is in our medicine too. We should be treating using, not just holistic, because it's so cliche now, people are like, oh, that shit doesn't do anything. Well, Anna, if you're using this in a preventative manner that is specific for whatever problem you're dealing with, it is going to eventually create some sort of cohesive and harmonious coexistence with whatever problem you're dealing with. And that's what these natural plants from the earth, natural resources from the earth that are naturally created, will provide for us. So, keeping with that same thought, why are we creating products synthetically? Now, if it has to be done for some structural purpose or something that is more purposeful than just a cute fluorescent pink shirt for the day, by the way, you can make fluorescents naturally, then okay, like some type of building materials, it's you know, top of the line, it will not shatter, whatever. There's purpose behind it. But just for the simple benefit of looking cute, but the sequins that are produced in plastic mills, and I mean, there's just more appropriate ways to do things. Now, if we can create a sequin without contaminating the atmosphere, yeah, sure. I mean, just like spray paint. You know, you go in your backyard, you spray paint because you want a refreshed look or a cooler look, and you do it. So that little bit on the environment, you're like, oh, well, it's not too much. It's just me, right? Well, I don't think that's a major deal in comparison to the massive scale of industrial production of plastic vinyl material, all, you know, the whole nine yards, the whole gamut. Now, that creates a very toxic atmosphere that causes asthma for the people that are working there specifically. And everyone has sicknesses developed from the toxins released into the air. Well, why does that matter to you? Well, air filters. Why do we want to allow continued toxic use? Now, is it going to exist always? I mean, probably, maybe, hopefully not. But right now, we could actually do something about it because there are alternative solutions. For most problems, there are alternative solutions. For most problems. Let's start with the textile industry. I could come up with 200 solutions for a variety of colors. Will they be as strong? Yes. Will they be as lasting? Probably so, once you get the chemistry components right with a certain fabric choice. So why not utilize our resources that is not going to create a toxic sludge in the waterways? Which of these waterways circulate into the groundwater? They circulate into larger waterways. And there are many of these communities close to the oceanic areas. So then it filters into our fisheries. Okay, so why do we have all of these illnesses? Why do we have liver disease? Why do we have cancer? Well, it's a certain component inside of the synthetic dye used for the dyeing of textiles. And it messes with your liver. And it causes all of these HEPA-related diseases and illnesses. And it also goes hand-in-hand with your mentality. Now, if you're a positive person that is always looking at a positive orientation and you're saying prayers and you're thanking and you're living in a state of gratefulness, then you probably would repel any of these. But if you're not mentally secure and you're not in that state, well, you're probably more prone to get a sickness, which is fine. Everyone goes through their mental issues. I've been through them, you know, and it has a correlation with sickness. But anyway, back to the physicality. However, we could actually mitigate that problem. You know, you go to the store, you want a fresh, nice black shirt straight off the rack. You put that on, you breathe in it all day, you sweat, the freshly dyed garment is now the toxins that are associated with that diet are now pouring into the pores of your body. So now it's on the outer layer. Okay, so it's now a toxin we have to deal with. What does your body do with that toxin? Well, if you're in a happy state of mind, healthy, your immune system's working good, it'll just repel it and flush it through its natural filter system. But if you're not in a good state of mind and you're kind of sickly and you catch colds real easily and things happen to you very easily and you got the allergies and all of that, well, that's going to, and you're looking at things negatively, that's going to affect you. And you're going to start getting kidney problems, might even get some cancer, and then we have an epidemic. Well, why not solve the issue? And that's why I've developed the Well-Being Blend. Not only have I developed these solutions, but I'll tell you more. It goes with the way in which we proceed in real estate development as well. All of it plays a part into a very important matter, and that is how do we expand as humanity? How do we multiply? Well, the first thing that we have to consider is the proper utilization of our natural resources.